Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to our weekly outdoor show. I'm at Lake Fork, and if I sound a little bit preoccupied, that's because I am. Down here with Mr. Seth Vanover, good buddy of mine that's been guiding for years down here, and my grandson, Jack Zimmerman. Seth, I tell you, bud, it looks to me like Jack has got another one.
Yeah, and it's a big one. Trying to get him out of the... there it is. All right, I got him. Another good... about 3.5 pound channel right here.
That's a fine one. And Jack, the question is this fish here as big as the first one? Now, what do you think?
Not quite,
but he's pretty close. We have caught some nice channel cat down here. And folks, if you do come to Texas, northeast Texas, Lake Fork has got the bigger channel cat of any lake that I've fished. Now, I know the real Red River up in North Dakota, up in Canada, has got some monster channel cat. But in Texas, most lakes, Seth, I would say 1.5 pounds would be an average on most lakes for channel cat.
Most lakes, but that's why we fish Lake Fork. Trying to get this hook out.
Yeah, Seth, you got it. And Jack's going to put some bait back on there. And I hate to admit it, Jack. Well, no, I don't hate to admit it, but I believe you've caught the most big ones today. What do you think?
I think that might be right.
All right, we got number four?
Number four treble with some stubby cheese bait.
And Jack's about to drop it down to the bottom. I bet all these folks listening to Western Swing and other things, I hope all of you enjoy the on-the-scene fishing that we're doing. Seth, this pattern here, how deep is our water?
We're in 20 foot right now, just stabilized, tied on a stump underneath the water, and they're really cranking up right now.
And you've got some range cubes out down there. And this is that's the whole key in this summer fishing is to keep it, you know, for channel cat, keep it baited, right?
Yes, sir. You got to keep them baited, keep them interested, keep them in a spot. And you saw how it was earlier. It took them about an hour to get fired up, but now they're fired up.
It is. And I'm always amazed, never cease to be amazed at a channel catfish bite. Gosh, that graph, folks, is just wall to wall fish down on the bottom. But I've never ceased to be amazed, Seth, at the way the bite takes place. Sometimes they'll jerk it out of your hand, and other times it's just a slow, you know, you just feel pressure on the line, you know?
That's it. They'll load the rod up, what we call it. All of a sudden, your rod starts getting heavy, and sometimes if you don't have two hands on it, they'll pull it in the water.
Exactly. Seth, how long do you think this, what I call nonstop action, bait up a hole, drop the bait down, and catch them, how long during the summer do you think this will hold?
We'll do this until about November, and then they start, once the thermocline dissipates, then they'll start going even deeper out in the 30 and 40 foot range then.
Yep. And it's I've even caught them with you and on my own in the winter, you know, over baited holes. The bite's not nearly as strong or as hard as it is right now, but these catfish are filleted and dusted with a little cornmeal, maybe a little flour mixed in. Jack's up there grinning because he knows what's coming next. I think he just had a tap. But they're some of the best eating in the world. And folks, if I sound preoccupied, I'm watching two or three rods, and it's getting a little bit exciting out here. And looking at this graph, it's wall to wall fish.
Look like that grass, what it's supposed to look like.
Jack, I doubt if that bait gets to the bottom. Folks, Jack just baited back up, and sometimes some of these bigger fish even are just sucking it in, but you can feel that pressure.
That's typically a bigger bite. When all of a sudden your rod just starts getting heavy, that's typically your bigger ones. Your smaller ones, they'll hit it on the run. Those bigger ones, they just kind of suck on it, and you set the hook, and you're, oh, I'm hung, until it starts swimming off.
Exactly. Folks, we are down at Lake Fork, and we're just about out of time for today's show, but I want to connect you with Seth's been our guest on High Plains Outdoors many times, but I thought it'd be fun to get out here with you and let you kind of join us on a fishing trip. Seth, folks can reach you online at Lake Fork Cat and Crappie. com or Facebook, right?
Yes, sir. Lake Fork Cat and Crappie on Facebook. You can see all the fish we've been catching, or you can call me anytime, 903-736-4557.
Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.